Bishop Edward Kimmick's priesthood began in 1961 in Trenton, New Jersey. He became Auxiliary Bishop of Trenton in 1982, Bishop of Nashville in 1992, and then Bishop of Buffalo in 2004. He resigned in 2012 upon reaching 75 years old, the mandatory age for retirement in the church. He died July 11th after a brief illness at the age of 84.
Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that the soul of your departed servant, Bishop Kimmick,
to the Diocese of Buffalo's current apostolic administrator, Bishop Edward Scharfenberger, presided over the Mass, while Cardinal Timothy Dolan offered the rite of committal. But it was Bishop Kimmick's former secretary, Monsignor David LaPuma, who offered the eulogy.
Seriously, it was a joy for everyone who had the opportunity to dine with Bishop Kimmick, because he loved conversation. He loved people. He could talk to anyone about anything, sports, airplanes, cruise ships, golf, and yes, of course, theology.
And LaPuma added that Kimmick would speak to people from various walks of life.
We would often be the last ones to leave any diocesan events, and he would often start speaking to the servers and the maintenance people as they were breaking down the chairs and the tables. It didn't matter who you were or what you did for a living. Everyone was treated with the same love and respect, charity and service.
During his role leading the diocese, Bishop Kimmick is credited with getting the diocesan budget balanced, eliminating a deficit of more than $2 million in 2007. He's also remembered as leading a downsizing of churches and schools, closing or merging 100 parishes and missions, and more than 20 schools. LaPuma, noting recent troubles in the church and in society, urged the congregation to celebrate Kimmick's life by being kind to everyone they meet from this point forward. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.